I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you guys know what the Barrett ball is?
No.
The Barrett ball, no.
It is a company. I want to say the guy's from New York, not like local, but he's a veteran, and he invented this indestructible dog ball.
Dog toy.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I finally pulled the trigger. I've had people telling me, oh, you got to get a Barrett ball. You got to get a Barrett ball for your dog. Oh, it's the best thing ever. It's a good cause. It's a veteran business, blah, blah, blah. Been hearing about this thing forever. Well, I bought six of them to give as gifts to family members that have big dogs. Do you have one?
I do. Harper has since lost it, but yes, I had one.
Right.
I interviewed him for my public affairs show, but I want to say like 2 years ago or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, because I bought them, and the jury's out on this thing, man. How did you play with your dog with it? How did you throw the damn thing?
Doug did.
Oh, my God.
But is it shaped wrong?
No, it's a ball.
But
it's like you're like throwing a youth bowling ball.
Oh, no.
It's like it's so heavy, and they come in different sizes, and the packaging will tell you like which size fits your breed. And of course, I have Labradors, so I have to get the biggest one.
Yes.
And they're awesome balls. Like, they will barrel through the snow. I can only imagine rolling it in no snow. But they're so heavy, like the dog will pick it up, and I'm like, this is great. It's twice the workout. It's heavy. They'll, you know, burn it on the way. But they just drop it halfway back. It's so heavy. So my arm is about to fall off from throwing two of these things.
What is that game?
And then the dog's like, screw this. This thing weighs 10 pounds. So they drop it halfway back. And so I have to meet them halfway. Oh, my God, I'm just trying to support a veteran.
It's a workout for everybody involved.
Oh, my God.
Doug likened it to the balls, that Italian game that you play with the wooden mallets.
Croquet.
Bocce.
Yes.
Like a croquet ball.
It's like, this thing is huge.
It's like a bocce ball meets a super ball. Like, you put the quarter in the machine because it's that real hard rubber. Because I did slam it on the driveway, and it will.
Oh, it bounces?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, it might have that same kind of magical core.
Yeah. Wow. Well, give my dog another week. I'm sure she'll find
it. I think Doug threw it away. That's what happened.
Hi, my name is James Hayes. I'd like to tell you about myself and my dog, Barrett. I joined the military upon completion of high school after the horrible attacks on 9/11. I wanted to protect and serve our country. I served three tours overseas, including two tours in duty in Afghanistan and one in Iraq. After being wounded in action upon discharge, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD. I needed a service dog to help me navigate daily life, and I was on a waiting list for a long time before being assigned a service dog, but thanks to the wonderful people at Dogs for Warriors, a nonprofit organization that trains and matches service dogs with wounded veterans, I was able to adopt Barrett, who now helps me with my PTSD and TBI. Barrett is a wonderful dog, and after a long day of hard work with me, he enjoys relaxing and playing with toys. However, we realized that Barrett was destroying every toy possible. This led me to invent the Barrett Ball, a 5-inch, 2-pound, solid rubber dog ball that is practically indestructible.
If I may argue with the soldier, 2 pounds, my butt.
Well, that could be the small one.
This thing's a bowling ball.
There are three sizes.
Tribute the Barrett Ball to dog owners all over the world. Proceeds of the sale of the Bear Ball will provide an income for my family. Ethical Products has committed to donating 100% of their profits of the sale of the Bear Ball to Dogs for Warriors. This will help other wounded veterans get matched up with suitable service dogs.
You see, there's double action. You know, it's income for this guy's family, and the company that manufactures it, they put all their cut into paying it forward there.
Right.
But they, I'd heard about them. People have told me about them, but I was at Country Max over the weekend and saw, like, they had an end cap set up. And I will tell you, they are awesome. My dogs love them. Opt for the smaller one.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's a blue one and a green one. And the green one, well, you know, it's the German Shepherds, Labradors, Rottweilers. Oh, my God. And these things are so heavy. Like, my dogs, they're so excited. They love them. But after about three or four times, they're too heavy to bring them all the way back to you. So you get like that half retrieve.
Throw it away from your house, yeah. Not towards your asbestos shingles. It will crack them.
Yeah, it's funny, man. But it was just such a great story, man. And I'd heard about it, and I finally saw it. And then I watched that video, and I was like, I got to share that with the people.
Good morning, B Morning Coffee Club.
How you doing? This is James Hayes of the Bear Ball.
Hey, James, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good.
I heard you talking about the Bear Ball on the radio. I figured I'd give you a call.
Listen.
Hey, man, we just played your video on the air.
All right.
Yeah, I was in Country Max over the weekend, and I was just telling these two, I had heard about your ball for some time, but had never seen them, and I purchased two of the green ones for my labs.
Yep.
And they're loving them, man. I picked them up Saturday, and they're just enjoying the hell out of them.
Awesome. Great to hear.
Well, listen.
That's fantastic.
The dogs can pick them up and play with them, but Jeremy's having a hard time picking them up.
They're 2.8 pounds, so the big one.
I can't believe that green one's only 2 pounds, man, because after playing for about 20 minutes, I was like, my God, I don't know who's getting the workout, me or the dog.
Oh, probably both of you.
Well, that's great, man. So you're from our area?
I am. I'm from Penyan.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah. I have a service dog, and he's destroyed everything. So.
You were in the Army?
I was in the Army.
Oh, cool. What was your job?
I was a 11 Bravo infantryman.
Okay.
I was a 50 cal machine gunner overseas. And
oof. Nice. You went.
Saw a lot of crap, so I decided when I got my service dog, he destroyed everything, so I figured I'd make a ball for him.
Nice. Wow. You got a German Shepherd?
I got a German Shepherd and a Bull Mastiff.
Oh, geez.
Oh.
Yeah.
And a pug.
Yes.
What were you brushing the other dogs and the pug fell off?
Yeah, he must have. He must have.
That's awesome. And a pug.
Gotta have a little lap dog. Sure.
That's great.
That's so cool, man. I would tell everybody, if you got a dog who's loves to play fetch and, you know, they're a destructive chewer, man, this is something that, look, I don't want to draw a parallel to the Kong brand.
Nope, neither do I.
But this is better and less expensive.
Yes.
Hey, James, it's been, I mean, I know I chatted with you, I think, probably a couple of years ago. How have the sales been for the Bear Ball?
I've sold 64,000 Bear Balls.
Oh, my God. Wow. They're great. Good for
they're
you.
Very good.
Good for
and I
you.
I haven't had a complaint yet, so.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So you got the money-back guarantee. You haven't had to make good on one.
Ethical, from what I've been told from Ethical Products, the one who licensed me.
Right.
They haven't had a return yet.
They say they're indestructible.
Well, then I got to go get one.
Yeah, you do.
I have a chocolate lab, and I got squeakers and stuffing all over my floor all the time.
You do. You do.
Oh, I get that sometimes because I'll buy my dogs them just to tear them apart. But
wow, that, you know, that's terrific. I'm so happy to hear that this is really very successful for you, James. Thank you, by the way, so much for your service to our country and for helping all of us with dogs who are super chewers.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, man.
And you're going to see more down the road because there's going to be more product line coming down the road that's indestructible stuff.
Good.
Good for you.
I'm thinking more stuff.
Hey, man, we played, on your website, the video there for everyone to hear, and we're invested in you now. Can I be so bold to ask as to how you are doing with your PTSD and TBI moving forward? Are you better than you were? Are we headed in the right direction?
I'm definitely headed in the right direction. I'm a lot better than I was, so... I still forget a lot of stuff, but my wife's here to remind me, and my kids remind me. So,
awesome.
And the PTSD is good whenever I go out to take Barrett, unless it's around town when I don't really need them. But if I go out in crowds or public, I need it to take Barrett.
Good deal.
Good.
And I take my dog to the basketball games, and everybody's like, oh, there's a German Shepherd. I'm like, yeah, he's friendly. Don't touch him, though.
Yeah.
He's working.
Yeah. Good for you. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time to call us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you bet.
Take care, James.
Bye. You too.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.